I'm David Ford. If you live in the Piedmont Triad, you've probably heard of historic Kerner's Folly. But have you been? If not, you may want to consider a trip next weekend. The 1880 Kernersville home itself is an architectural wonder, and home tours are available all summer long, Thursday through Sunday. But the story of the quirky gentleman behind Kerner's Folly is equally engaging. You can experience it all up close and personal at next weekend's Homegrown Arts and Crafts Festival on the Kerner's Folly lawn. Kerner's Folly Executive Director Dale Pennington.
Kerner's Folly is the 1880s home of Jule Kerner and his family. Kerner was an interior designer, so he built Kerner's Folly as a catalog house, which means he just filled it with all of his designs. So there's 15 different fireplaces, there's 7 different levels, there's original tiles, furnishings, hand-painted murals throughout. And so touring Kerner's Folly is literally walking through his interior design catalog.
So it was really initially like a chance for him to show off his interior design work.
Absolutely. It was very much a furniture showroom and design showroom.
22 rooms?
Mm-hmm. 22 rooms. Jeez. 3 stories tall, but those 3 stories are divided across 7 levels because he kind of took his creative talents to the realm of mad genius. And anytime he had a new idea for the company, he redesigned the house and wanted to find somewhere else to put it. So when he ran out of space, he started dividing rooms in half. So he'd take what was a really tall room, putting a floor in between to make what was one really tall room into 2 rooms.
Okay. Well, Jule, quite a colorful character himself.
Absolutely. The house is really a living testament to his personality. And it usually gets the rap as the strangest house in the world, but which I'll give it that. It is awfully strange in places. But the thing about Jule is that he really had a lot of purpose for most of his designs. I mean, upon further analysis, you can really figure out why he started to make some of these what look like strange decisions.
Give me an example of one of his. He was forward-leaning in a lot of different aspects of his life, which we'll get to. But in terms of just the design element or what we've been talking about here architecturally?
A good example of that, there are a series of trapdoors throughout the first level of the house. Which obviously seems kind of odd when you first walk in. But actually, the trapdoors lift up and they allow cool air to circulate from underneath the house. And so it's really like a series of air conditioning vents. They get cool air from the crawl space.
Way before AC came about. That's almost Thomas Jeffersonian, who a grandson of Joseph Kerner. I didn't realize this. His grandpa founded the city of Kernersville.
Mm-hmm. That's where the name similarity comes in.
And before he got into the design world, though, another connection with this state, which makes a lot of sense, tobacco.
Jule Kerner worked for Bull Durham Tobacco very prominently. It's still the Durham Bulls are still named for Bull Durham Tobacco today. And he worked for Bull Durham Tobacco doing advertising. So he worked for Bull Durham in the 1880s and 1890s, and he traveled all over the United States and all over the world, drumming up controversy and drumming up international attention for Bull Durham Tobacco. He made these really incredible claims that he painted Durham Bulls on the Egyptian pyramids and the Rock of Gibraltar, anything he could do to really generate a lot of excitement. One of my favorite stories about the Durham Bull advertising campaign is he would go into a town, he would paint a large bull anatomically correct on the side of a barn. He would write to the local newspaper pretending to be a young woman who was offended by this anatomically correct bull. Then he would go back, paint a fence in front of the bull, hiding any inappropriate parts, and write Bull Durham across the fence. And then he would write back to the newspaper, pretending to be the same young woman, and thanking Bull Durham for fixing their obscene advertising campaign. So if you read that in the news, what would you do?
Go out and smoke, I guess.
You'd want to go see what everybody in town is talking about.
Kerner's Folly, Executive Director Dale Pennington. You can lounge on the Kerner lawn, check out local arts and crafts, and take in a fascinating tour of Jule Kerner's one-of-a-kind historic home during next weekend's Homegrown Arts and Crafts Festival, Saturday, July 19th from 9 to 2, just about 15 minutes from the Triad. And you'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.